Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself. And at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse of the Morning is Zero, Rad, and Maggie. So just gave away, was it $300?
$300, yes.
In the pay house, and we're going to give away some more money tomorrow morning at 8:15, and then a brand new game board in the Playhouse pay house will be starting on Monday. So we'll get that refreshed at Y94.com, and over the weekend you can download that. But tomorrow, the final two squares, I'm sure, we'll give away at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Also, Pick Your Purse going very well. Mark won himself a handbag, or rather his girlfriend a handbag this morning at 7:10. We'll be doing Pick Your Purse three more times today at 12:10, 3:10, and 5:10. So if you register online at Y94.com, you're going to want to make sure that you're listening at 7:10, 12:10, 3:10, and 5:10, because as we've seen from some of the sad posts on Facebook, it really sucks. Like, hard to hear that your name was called off, see it on Facebook, find a bunch of texts and missed calls from your friends, and then find out you missed out on a free designer handbag. Maggie, can you imagine a worse possible feeling than knowing you missed out on Pick Your Purse?
No, I really can't.
Name gets called off. Everybody's rooting for you. Your friends are blowing up your phone. Your grandmother's crying because she didn't want to have a granddaughter as a failure. Failure as a granddaughter. And nope, you didn't call in. I mean, that would suck. I maybe exaggerated a little bit with the grandma stuff. I apologize. I'm sorry. So, we want to do a round here on the show. If I knew it was over when. 237 hits. You text 35270. It's always very interesting to hear how some of these relationships came to a conclusion. The idea is you think of one of your exes, any one of them, just a random ex. What was the defining, pivotal thing that made you go, oh, this relationship is so over. There's no moving on from here. I knew it was over when. Blank at 237 hits. You can text 35270. I was trying to think of one that I hadn't done before, and I only thought about it because I've been sitting here blowing my nose all week and sucking on cough drops. Much like this cold that I've been dealing with here for the past week or so. Had one of these a couple years ago. I knew it was over when I said, I've not been feeling good for a couple of days. And she said, call me when you feel better. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you expect some amount of doctoring, some amount of nursing. It's just part of the gig of being a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a wife or a husband. Whether it's chicken noodle soup or whatever, that go get me some NyQuil. She was like, oh, let me know when you feel better. Okay, we'll do something when you feel better. And that was kind of for me like, okay, this is not like a relationship. And that's how I knew that was so over. Rat, when did you know it was over?
I knew it was over when on our third date, she wanted to spend the entire night discussing why things didn't work out with her ex-fiance.
Like, I don't care. I really don't want to know.
Well, and at that point, I'm like, okay, you're clearly not over this guy. And this is a situation I really don't want to be in.
So for you, she seems still kind of hung up on him. She's still like dissecting the relationship.
Not to mention
autopsy.
She had never mentioned that she was engaged to a guy before she had started dating me.
That's something maybe you would have liked to have known. Maggie, when did you know, this relationship, it's so over?
I think I've exhausted all of my. I'm trying to think of one. You might have to give me a minute.
You get 1 minute. Anything past that.
I need more than a minute then.
When did you know, it's so over? I knew it was over when, blank. 237 hits. Or you can text us always at 35270.
You are listening to the hottest morning show.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Yes, it's
Y94.
Y94, the number one hit music station. This is the Playhouse of the Morning. At 237 hits, you can text 35270. We're doing I Knew It Was Over When. When did you know that relationship? It was done.
I knew it was over when he called me his ex's name.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if you've been together for a while. I mean, if it's early into the relationship and recent after the breakup, maybe you let it slide. Maybe.
No.
You can't do it?
No.
What if it's just genuinely just like just a complete accident?
It's going to be on your brain forever. Like, even if it's an accident, it's like, oh my God, in that moment, I was called the other person.
What is your issue this morning, Janet? I'm sorry, Brad. I've never met a Janet in my life. When did you know it was over?
We were jokingly having a discussion about having kids because we were planning on getting engaged this summer. And he told me that unless they came out naturally, it wasn't going to work. And due to extenuating circumstances, all of my siblings have had to have C-sections. And he said that just wouldn't work. I was like, it's not really a choice at a certain point.
Right.
That's like just a peculiar thing to even come up with. I don't understand why he said that.
If it's not natural, it's just not going to work. I'm like,
Here's my confusion, and we appreciate you calling in here, and I knew it was over when on the Playhouse. My confusion is, how does it really involve him either way? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he just really, he needs to plant the seed. He's not the one doing the harvest. How does he matter how it's done? And it makes no difference to him.
Call me crazy, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of women who are like, you know what, I'd rather do this the C-section way, please.
I knew it was over when blank, that defining, pivotal moment that you knew, oh, this relationship, it's done. When did you know it was over?
Actually, this happened to a buddy of mine. He finally realized it was over because he got a restraining order in the mail.
He got the restraining order?
Yeah, like, she sent a restraining order on him, and I was just like, dude, I think it might be over.
I'm getting the distinct impression she might not be interested.
Maybe. And then after the restraining order, he still tried to convince himself that maybe she was going to come back.
Yeah, when she's gone to the point where she's taking legal precautions to keep you away, generally speaking, any hope for further relationshiping? Not happening. Relationshiping, also a word now. I think we invent a word a day. A word a day. You knew it was over when blank. 237 hits, or you can text us real quick at 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
There's a reason they're on the radio.
Chew it slowly. Only think about the taste.
Y94.
A round of I Knew It Was Over When here on the show, Playhouse of the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Rat, some of those texted I Knew It Was Over When's at 237 hits.
I overheard him and my brother-in-law talking, and he didn't stick up for me when my brother-in-law had some rude things to say. Needless to say, I dumped him, sold the 2-carat engagement ring, and took a vacation. Maybe I am hard to handle. I knew it was over when I threw his butt in jail for stealing jewelry from me and pawning it. I knew it was over when I saw baby photos around the house and never knew the child existed. And I knew it was over when I asked him if he could text me later because I was busy. And he said, no, I'll text you when I feel like it. See ya.
There was a point in every relationship, every ex you have, that you know, oh, there's no rebounding from this. This relationship, it's come full circle. We're not moving on. You can pick up the phone, tell it to us at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Either way, I'm pretty sure you can text the studio line too, and then a robot tells us your story. Text a landline message from, and that's always kind of interesting. Maggie, did you ever think of one that we haven't heard?
I did, and this is big for me because it's when I actually had to kill the spider.
Okay.
I am terrified of spiders.
Maggie, I thought you were going to say when I killed him, and I was
God, no.
I'm going to have to call the FBI.
No, he legit jumped up on the couch, was screaming like a girl, and I'm like, am I going to have to man up and do this? Like, this, I'm not okay with this. Like, this is something that I don't know that I could continue with for
so
the rest
you decided
of my life.
In every relationship, there needs to be a spider killer.
Well, I
and
don't,
it can't be me.
I am terrified of spiders, like beyond belief. And if the guy can't do that for me, then I just don't think
done.
That's okay.
If you can't bring at least spider murdering to this relationship,
yes,
this is not going to work.
No.
That awkward moment you think Maggie's confessing to murder at 8:40 in the morning.
Why in the world?
I don't know. I don't.
Come on.
Just the way the first word or two you said, I thought you were confessing to murder. Really,
no.
That would have been the moment he knew it was over.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh boy. She's got a knife. That's a giant knife. Granted, in Maggie's hands, even the smallest of knives, it looks ginormous. Anyway, you knew it was over when?
I knew it was over when the one time I left my house unlocked. My girlfriend came in and I was gone, and she basically went through everything that I had in my house. My computer was open to every possible thing. She went through my garbages to find my receipts, under my bed, my house basically just a mess.
That's crazy. What was she looking for is what I would wonder then. Like, what did you think you were going to find tearing apart my entire home?
Plus, if you're going to tear through somebody's stuff, at least put it back together so they can't see you tore through their stuff.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. I'm all about snooping, but cover up after your darn self. Some of those texted, I knew it was over when.
I knew it was over when I saw him on a dating site. Ugh. I knew it was over when she said she hated seeing movies. I knew it was over when I started seeing Snapchat stories of him and his ex, who is also his baby mama. I knew it was over when I had 3 bags and a heavy box and he didn't offer to help. I knew it was over when her mom felt the need to call me and let me know I was doing wrong in the relationship.
That's always nice. I would be curious, like, what did mom say? And this is really just for me. Can you text and tell me what was she talking about? Like, what did she say you were doing? And we won't read it on the air. I just want to know because I feel like I have an incomplete story.
I would hope it'd be like, you know, your physical intimacy level with my daughter just isn't quite appropriate.
You don't do enough laundry. I would rather that, I guess, than what you said.
Yeah.
When did you know, oh, it's so over?
I knew it was over when I caught him looking for socks with my best friend.
Oh, God.
Did you walk in on that?
It was done after that, so he couldn't understand why, but...
I like that there's confusion. Like, well, I think we should see other people. Why? Because you're already seeing other people, and it's my best friend, mostly. I guess that's my kind of my one thing. Any last ones in the text club you want to grab?
I knew it was over when, for Christmas, I got divorce papers. I knew it was over when she felt the need to hold hands every single place that we went to. And I knew it was over when he told me his dad was his idol. His father was on his 5th marriage.
Oh, geez. All right, well, Pompeii here in a couple of minutes. Ellie Goulding as well. Final song beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler. And we'll chat about our holiday heroes in a bit as well.
Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.